unrighteousness and removal of riya. This is the purpose of fasting. And fasting, in another hadith, it comes that it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that we cannot show, there is no ostentation or riya involved in our fasting. Because no one knows unless someone asks that, well, are you fasting? And then the person would reply, yes, I am fasting. Other than that, it's impossible to know if an individual is fasting or not. Number three, aids in purification of the heart and soul and helps to improve one's character. This is the purpose of Ramadan, because in the month of Ramadan, we are encouraged not to become angry at anyone, not to use abusive language against anyone. And this will further help during the rest of the month. If we can do it in the month of Ramadan, then inshallah, it becomes easy to do it in the rest of the month. Number four, it trains the person to praiseworthy acts. It teaches one to be charitable, kindness, generosity, patience, and forgiveness. Fasting, what is it? Fasting begins at the break of dawn and ends at sunset. Our masjid schedule, the first column, it says Sahri and Fajr. So I received a lot of questions last year that many people, many brothers, they would continue to eat past that time, like 5-10 minutes past that time, thinking that the Fajr prayer is, you know, 10 minutes after for some reason. But that is not the case, right? The Fajr prayer and the Suhoor are simultaneous. They begin at the same time, right? So Sahri and Fajr is the same thing, right? So there is no second column which says that Fajr prayer begins at time. That time is Fajr, and that's when one should stop eating. As a matter of fact, one should stop eating 5 to 10 minutes before the Fajr prayer or the Sahri. So physical aspects, refrain from food, drink, intimacy during fasting hours. Depending on location and season, it can vary from 12 hours to 17 hours. So I think this year, it's about what, 16 hours? Yeah, 16 hour fast in Michigan. So whoever wants to fast shorter, they can go to the equator and fast over there. Number two, spiritual aspect, refrain from blameworthy thoughts and acts, foul language, vain talk, hurtful behavior during all hours. Because this diminishes the quality of the fast. Who fasts? All Muslims except children, unhealthy adults, mentally or physically. Adults traveling long distances. If you're traveling, then it is not obligatory to fast. And women who are in their month, also post childcare, pregnancy or breastfeeding. It is not obligatory for women to fast during these days. They have to fast later on. Okay. Fasting, why? So physical objectives and benefits. A fasting person experiences some of the hardships of the poor and hungry. This person, he begins to empathize how the poor feel. So this in turn encourages him to be more charitable to the poor. Physiological effects include lowering of blood sugar, cholesterol, systolic blood pressure. This I confirmed from a doctor. So other doctors, inshallah, in the audience can also confirm this. Improve strength, endurance, and self-discipline through physical abstentions. These are the benefits of fasting. So why fasting? The goal of fasting is to develop self-restraint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran states, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, so that you may develop taqwa, self-restraint, God consciousness, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is taqwa? As I mentioned, taqwa is an Arabic word. It is the state of the heart that motivates virtuous conduct and prevents evil actions. It encourages love of God, fear of God, and then leap. So love of God coupled with fear of God, it leads to taqwa and self-restraint. And taqwa means to stay away, abstention from all sins. So taqwa is the ability to safeguard from all sins. It's like a barrier against all and each and every type of sin. So fasting and sins don't go together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for the hunger and the thirst of a person who does not restrain from telling lies and acting on them even while observing fast. When one of you is fasting, he should abstain from indecent acts and unnecessary talk. And if someone begins an obscene conversation or tries to pick an argument, he should simply tell him that I am fasting. This is mentioned in hadith as well. Developing ethics through fasting, social responsibility and individual morality. Muhammad Asad, he was a Muslim, and previously he was a Jewish individual. So in his book, Perspective on Fasting, in his book, Road to Mecca. It's fine. So twofold, I learned. So this person is a non-Muslim who accepted Islam. He said that it creates social responsibility, self-discipline, Islamic ethics. So twofold, I learned is the purpose of fasting. One has to abstain from food and drink in order to feel in one's body what the poor and hungry feel. So to empathize with the poor and hungry. Thus, social responsibility is being hammered into religious consciousness as a religious postulate. This is what Muhammad Asad said. So when we ourselves experience hunger, then we will understand what the poor people in Africa, what the poor people in Pakistan, what the poor people in our own communities are going through. And this further encourages us to be more charitable. The other purpose of fasting during Ramadan is self-discipline, an aspect of individual morality strongly accentuated in all Islamic teachings. As for instance, in the total prohibition of all intoxicants, which Islam regards as too easy avenue of escape from consciousness and responsibility. Because if one drinks, then this person is not going to be aware. He is constantly going to be unaware of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is a religion that encourages thought, right? That we should constantly be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the injunctions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. This is not what I'm saying. This is Muhammad Asad through his experience of, you know, fasting. So once again, the other purpose of fasting in Ramadan is self-discipline, and it teaches us, it inculcates, it imbibes, it engenders Islamic teachings. In these two elements, brotherhood of man and individual self-discipline began to discern the outlines of Islam's ethical outlook. Right? It creates a feeling of solidarity amongst the Muslims, right? That we should be together, unity, right? Instead of constantly bickering and fighting and arguing about trivial things. Cultivating feelings for poor and hungry. These are, you know, I just put these images, you know, the poor people in Africa. But poor people and hungry people may be present in our neighborhood as well. So do you feel how the hungry and thirsty feel? So if people know, if brothers know that there are poor and hungry people in our community, then we should make it a point to provide for them. The condition of hunger gets highlighted on each fasting person, leading to care and concern for the poor and hungry. Helping attitude towards have-nots, charity and donations, refrain from wasting food and drink. This is very common. We waste so much food and drink. Either we eat too much or we make too much and then we throw it away. One of the two things happens. Right? So some people, you know, we shouldn't, you know, live to eat. We should eat to live. So refrain from wasting food and drinks and social responsibility. The Rasulullah ﷺ, he would dislike seeing anyone in the state of hunger. So he would encourage the Sahaba to constantly give charity and constantly give from their foods. Fasting for good health. So recent perspectives by others, once again, this is something that doctors have mentioned. Fast and you shall become healthy. This is a weak hadith, but the meaning of it is correct. That sumu tasihru. That fast and you shall become healthy. So if people are suffering from any type of illness, weakness, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of this fasting, inshallah, will grant this person cure. So recent perspectives by others, fasting gives the body and the environment to heal itself. Physiological rest, inshallah. Abstinence from food for a short time can in no way operate to the disadvantage of a normal person. In fact, individuals affected with certain types of gastrointestinal disorders are benefited by fasting. Is there any gastroenterologist? No? Okay. I got this from Dr. Nadeem in Arizona. He moved. Fasting has also been used in cases of diabetes and obesity. Is this true? Diabetes and obesity. Okay. It is a cleansing process and a physiologic or functional rest which prepares the body for future correct living. It gives the body a rest. See, so many benefits in fasting. The role of fasting, according to Dr. Jack Goldstein, who's probably a Jew. So he said that it gives the vital organs a complete rest. It promotes elimination of metabolic wastes. It allows the body to adjust and normalize its biochemistry and also its secretions. So fasting is good for the human body. Right? So alhamdulillah, the Muslims are playing their part by fasting instead of, you know, just living the American dream and sitting on the couches and eating constantly. So it permits the conservation and rerouting of energy. It clears and strengthens the mind. It increases the powers of digestion and assimilation. It restores a youthful condition to the cells and tissue. So for those brothers and sisters who are concerned about their looks, inshallah, fast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person feel, look young. It lets the body break down and absorb swellings, deposits, diseased tissues, and abnormal growths. So many benefits for fasting. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed this 1400 years ago, and people are seeing the fruits of this now. The activities of Ramadan. So suhoor, meal before dawn and the first prayer of the day, iftar, breaking of the fast at sunset, it coincides with the fourth daily prayer, maghrib, ziyarah, you know, we should make it a point to visit our relatives, sharing food with the neighbors, friends, and the poor. Taraweeh, optional prayers at early night. Actually, this is my mistake, it's not optional, it's sunnah mu'akkada. It's 20, it takes place at about, you know, depending on where you are. But it's 20 rakats, and in Makkah and Medina, from the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it was 20 rakats. And to this day, it is still offered as 20 rakats. So whoever is offering 8 rakats, first and foremost, they're offering less sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of offering 80 sujood, they're offering 32 sujood. So what's better, 80 or 32? Right? When one is in sujood, one is in close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would someone forego, you know, so many sujood and offer 8 rakats and just go home? So qiraat, reading of the Quran during free time, this is also encouraged in the month of Ramadan. Qiyam, late night prayers in the last 10 days as well. You know, last year I think Hafiz Usama and Hafiz Suhaib, they were kind enough to offer the prayers, the Salatul Layl, and inshallah this year as well we'll have something similar. Of course the timing is it's very close to suhoor and there's not much time, so we can't really offer 8 rakats. So Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of Ramadan. Eid al-Fitr, the feast marking end of Ramadan. Zakat al-Fitr, a prescribed amount of money, obligatory in every Muslim, calculated to feed one poor person in his region for one day. How much is it in this masjid? $7 or $5? $7, yeah. So Zakat al-Fitr, Sadaqat al-Fitr, it's the same thing. It's $7 for the same person, baligh person, aqil, baligh. For everyone, it is for everyone. Yeah, for the newborn as well. So Eid activities include Eid prayer in the early morning, visiting family, friends, neighbors, the sick, elderly, enjoying the festive meals. You know, people cook special meals on Eid. Right? This is a joyous occasion, so one should cook, you know, special meals on Eid. Modest gift giving, especially to children, so they're encouraged to fast. Right? The greeting on that day is Eid Mubarak, as we have heard time and again. So Ramadan etiquette, working with Muslim colleagues, try to avoid the following for your Muslim colleagues. Meetings which include lunch, right, because this is just going to make one hungry. Meetings extending after 5 p.m. because this is the time of worship, you know, during the Asr time and Maghrib time. Department parties or, you know, social events during Ramadan. You know, the Ramadan, it's not, you know, like a social get-together. You know, one time should be spent in ibadat. Be understanding that it is the most special month in the Islamic calendar. It is common to take vacation during the last week of Ramadan. Many, alhamdulillah, they make it a point to take vacation in the month of Ramadan. Eid days off, especially for those with family. Greeting colleagues saying Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan, is a very nice way to cross into, you know, a new culture. This is for those who are not Muslims, and to tell them about opportunity to speak to them about Ramadan and Islam. If invited to share iftar, one should make it a point to make it there. Conclusion. Ramadan is a month of fasting, physical abstention, and intensification of acts of worship are a means towards attaining the spiritual objectives of self-purification and improvement. Essentially, a month of training used to discipline and prepare oneself for the remainder of the year. This is what Ramadan does. So during the month of Ramadan, be considerate of and supportive to the Muslims around you, inshallah. So Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and understanding. Jazakallah khairan. This concludes the slide. Inshallah, the Fajr prayer, I'll make the announcement after Isha as well. Tomorrow, the Fajr prayer will be 15 minutes after the Sahri and Fajr timing. So,
Fajr prayer, 5 or 7?
Huh? to 5:07, inshallah.
It changes every day according to the schedule.
Yeah. Maghrib as well, it's 15 minutes after iftar. And the Isha time changes every fifth day, I believe. So just be mindful of the timings outside and inside. Checking the blood sugar is permitted during fast. Drawing blood is also permitted. Checking the blood sugar, receiving injections. You can draw the blood. Taking the blood, there is much ikhtilaf in that. As long as it doesn't go in the stomach, it's permitted.
It will be, inshallah will be inside.
Nee, inside. Itne saare. Acha, theek hai.
I'm just saying.
G 5:10 G 4:52 G